So if you're sitting down with like an executive or whatever it is, when you stand up, you just have to have your legs wide.
Oh, so you're
and you
a
keep,
little.
Yeah, and you keep them wide.
Gotcha.
And then, you know what I mean? So I always will like come in the room, figure out how tall they are. And then I'm just, yeah, I'm just in a full like wide stance.
Oh,
just
nice.
To like get a little shorter than
nice.
Them.
Not me. I'll put a big sock in my pants so they know.
Guys
they're inferior
think...
than me in multiple ways.
Bap, bap, bap. So my podcast is not as formal as yours.
You're totally fine.
It's not as put together as yours.
Works for me.
I want to talk all about, I'm obsessed with you.
Same.
You wrote a book.
Yes.
How did this come about? Like, was this just...
As you can see, audience.
Wild.
Cut to the big... This looks beautiful, by the way.
The only thing that bothers me is it's you are covering my favorite feature about you, which is your mouth. I love your laugh.
That
and
was
I love
like
your...
literally my, kind of my... idea for the picture because I was like it's kind of like cute, it's ironic because like I'm telling you to be loud but I'm not talking.
right.
That was my compromise.
Choosing a book
that's me
cover
being artsy
photo is really hard actually.
It is, it was very hard. It was a very long process, but the book itself came about I think because I just talk a lot, as we all know and are well aware of. I can talk forever, and so my mom had brought up the idea to me, my manager had brought up the idea to me of like, I think you should write a book. And I transparently, I told both of them at different times, I was like, I don't think I can write a book. I just don't think I've lived a life long enough to write a book. And my both, you know, my entire team was like, I just think you have something really important to say. And I feel like people would really love to hear it. So maybe let's just try, like, let's just put out some feelers. I was like, okay, sure. I'm down to take a meeting. I'm like, I'm not saying no, like, no, never. I was just like, I didn't think I had enough in me.
Were there any books that you had read in the past that you know, had an impact on you? Like, I remember when I was writing my book, I was kind of like, I want to write the book. Like how when I read Tina Fey's Bossy Pants, like
that was
like this like Bible for me.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Like I felt like she wrote it for me. Like, were there any that you had read in the past? Or
yeah, I mean, a lot of the books that I had read recently, like when I was entertaining the idea of a book, were all kind of self-help books.
Yeah.
My sister and I made this joke with Caleb, our friend Caleb, about how like you go through something traumatic and then you're like, maybe I should start reading about Buddhism. Like that's what my friend Caleb said. For me, I was like, my version of that was like getting fired. And then I did 75 hard because like obviously I was down really bad. So I was like, clearly I want to work out straight for 75
What's
days.
75 hard? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's okay. A thing. Like it's basically part of 75 hard. You have to do like 5 things a day. It's like drink a gallon of water, work out 45 minutes 2 times. But one of them has to be outdoors. You have to take a progress picture. You have to eat like some sort of whatever kind of diet.
What psychopath
something.
Put this
exactly.
together?
I have no idea. I don't remember who made it up, but I was like, oh, I'm gonna do that, because part of it was reading a self-help book or something that's gonna grow you. And so you have to read 10 pages a night. You have to do it for 75 days straight.
Okay.
So naturally, after I get fired and I hate like life is awful and has no meaning, I'm like, I'm gonna do 75 hard. And so during that, I read a lot of books, and a lot of them were self-help books. And I really loved Brene Brown's book, Daring Greatly.
Love.
And her second book, I forget the name of it.
Brene Brown said, in the arena, yeah. out in the wilderness. I'm just gonna go for it.
I know
What's
Daring Greatly was the
do
first
the
one.
Do the damn thing.
And then her second one, I read both of those, and those like profoundly like moved me. And so when I was entertaining this book, I was kind of pulling from those. Like I even read the like The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, which like I get people are like chuggy titles, whatever. That book's actually pretty good.
I haven't read it. What is the
it's like
I need a book called like How to Give a Fuck. Like
I need to care more.
I really need to start giving a fuck at some point in my life.
At some point I'm gonna have to start caring.
What is The Subtle Art of Giving a Fuck? Not giving a fuck. Like
it,
how to
it basically it's the same kind of thread line of like putting so much stock and value in like whether it's your job or your relationship or your friendships or whatever, everything but you.
Yep.
Because you care too much about what other people think. And so like the book itself was really good, and Brene Brown's book was really good. So those were the ones I was kind of pulling from when I was entertaining. I'm like, well, I'm not old enough to write a memoir, and I don't really want to write a memoir, to be honest. So I was like, I think more self-help would make more sense, because that's kind of what I already do.
Because also now we already have podcasts, like, you know, you're we're already talking so much, people already know your story.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, how is this going to be like a Bible and something that's, you know, you can give as gifts and stuff.
Yeah. So when I took the meetings, I, you know, met with like literary agents, and then I picked one, and I love them and they're wonderful. And then I worked with them a little bit, and I wrote a chapter, and they wrote a little intro on me to kind of like package it nicely. You know, you shop it around and stuff. And so that happened in, I think, like September, October. And then December, I had like 12 meetings in New York. I met with 12 different publishers.
What made you decide? I remember when I chose what publisher to go with for mine.
Yeah.
It was the one they sold me on. They were like, we're a carbon neutral company.
Oh, love.
And I know, right. And I was like, I feel like I have to go with you now. It's like less money, but I was like, this is so manipulative. I was like, what if I say no? What if, like, yeah, we offered Whitney.
Well,
like,
also, you hate the earth. Okay.
I hate the earth. I hate its guts.
You don't want to leave a good earth to your son?
Yes. Okay. And then they were like, we won't give you any notes. Okay. And I was like, okay, that sounds good. And then I turned to the manuscript. They're like, we have a couple notes.
Yeah.
Like,
we. Oh, so you lied to me.
Yeah.
Got it.
And they were like, you say the word literally in every sentence. I was like, and literally this, and literally that. And yeah. Then I was like, I don't really think I do that. And they sent a red marked up copy.
No, you didn't have to do that.
And it just,
you didn't have to send me a receipt.
Everywhere. And I was like, I'm writing a book. I'm a literary person. Literally. Like, I like thought that made me seem smart or
they
something.
Don't, they don't get it.
Yeah.
They didn't see the vision.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are bullying neurodivergent people with Tourette's. I say literally constantly.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I went with Questlove. Questlove's imprint, and I wouldn't say an easy decision, but it was a pretty organic one, I feel mm-hmm. like, because, well, first when they said he was interested, I was like, that's crazy, because he's a literal genius, mm-hmm. speaking of literal.
Yeah.
And so he actually came in person to the meeting, and he wanted to meet me and sit down with me and talk to me, and he just wanted to, like, hear it from me, like, kind of hear, but he really loved my proposal.
You know what I was about to do?
Hmm.
I was about to say he's a good friend of mine. But, like, I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't know what good friend even means.
Like if
I FaceTime him right now, will he pick up?
Like, if he heard that, he'd be like, that's not true. She's not my good
yeah,
friend.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to, I'm going to take a time out to see if he's really my friend.
Just to
wait.
See.
By the way, that's not his name in my phone. That's why I can't find it. Okay, what's his name?
Amir.
I know. No, my really good friend. What's his name?
Yeah, my really good friend. His name is
okay.
Escaping me.
Okay, let's see. Let's wait. What do I have him programmed in as? Shit.
You not even knowing?
We are best friends. Okay,
we're so close.
Do you have his number so I can FaceTime him?
You're further than me, girl. I don't even have his.
Okay,
number.
Let. What? Oh, gosh. Screen record him not picking up my FaceTime. Way to rub
well,
it in.
Well, if anything, that's a real friend.
Yeah.
My friends don't pick up my calls.
But he does, by the way, shoot the Tonight Show. He might be shooting the Tonight Show right now.
I like how you're prepping
already. I'm trying
already. To make... you're prepping
this
already.
This is not
he gonna... might not answer because, like, he is really busy, but, like, you know.
Like, it's his work day and, like,
it is a Monday. You know,
it's like, I mean, he's just, like, slammed. You know how it is. Okay, let's see what happens.
I'm so interested to see
how good of friends we are.
Yeah.
But also,
this is the true test.
But also, to be fair, really good friends can send you to voicemail.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. If he,
you know, my own mom sends me to voicemail.
If he doesn't pick up, that means we're besties.
Best friends. Yeah. Don't answer if we're best friends.
Yeah. No, we're too close. Don't answer. Like, if you answer, that would mean we're not that close. And you'd be like, I guess I have to answer this because, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
we feel obligated to answer.
This is true friendship.
Yeah,
like,
it is. I agree.
Like, she knows we'll talk later.
Clearly.
Yeah, Amir's not available, so we're best friends, as I was saying.
There's the proof. There you go.
Anyway, so good friend of mine. Really glad that you work with
when
him.
When my mom doesn't answer my calls, I'm like, what are you busy doing? What? Okay,
like
sure,
cool, sick.
Yeah, sure.
Why is it that like when I hear two rings and straight to voicemail, I'm like,
oh, so you fucking hate me.
I'm sorry. Because, by the way, how hard is it to be like, hey, can I call you right back? Just do that.
My dad does those automated, you know, those custom texts when they're like, I can't talk
right now. I'm driving right now. I can't talk.
I can't talk right now. I'm like, but you had enough time to be like, custom text.
Hey,
I can't talk right now. Send.
Oh, okay. So why, you nerd? Because why, you're at the Star Wars convention?
Fucking
I can't pick up your call right now. Why? Because you're buying your costume for Comic-Con. Like, who does an automated text response? It's also so shamey. It's like, I'm driving right now. I can't pick up. Yeah, I'm driving right now. I'm calling. I'm texting.
I'm not paying attention to the road.
I'm texting and driving. I'm risking my life for you. And you're not even going to respond?
I feel
wow.
that. Same thing. I'll literally text and be like, what are you doing?
Also,
you busy?
Also, the auto texts,
yeah.
Like, they have a period at the end, which is rude.
Sorry to say.
It is like, I'm driving right now.
Yeah. The way my grammar gets so good if I'm, like, mad at my boyfriend, I'm using all kinds of periods.
Periods commas, and
capital,
yes,
capital as, letters.
There's a lot of, as I said earlier, comma. Like, why all of a sudden do we have perfect grammar?
Hero, when please we need refer to the previous emails.
I need to fight with you and, like, let you know that I'm educated.
I need
like,
to fight with you in MLA format.
I'm about to throw a period at you right now.
That's
if
a
you,
Virgo.
If you ever, that is a Virgo.
You and I
to
are
a T. All of a sudden, like, as soon as we're in a fight, I'm like, hello. Okay, so, propositions.
Oh, so we're going there.
I
okay.
after E, except after T. All of a sudden, everything's spelled right. Like, you
exactly.
know
exactly. And we're authors. Look at us.
Yeah, like, excuse me. That is so funny. Also, what is the difference at this point, asking for real, between a text, a call, and a FaceTime? A text is just communication.
Yeah.
A call is if you are hemorrhaging to the point of you're how close? A couple of minutes from dying?
Yeah, probably. I would say, well, it depends for me because calling, like, sometimes I think people get freaked out if I call. But
freaked.
But it's just because I feel like it would be faster if I just told you on the phone.
Well, it won't be faster because then I have to take 9 Xanax in order to be able to pick up the phone. Why am I terrified? We used to just pick up the phone.
You know what's so funny is that I expect people to answer my calls. But like if someone calls me, I'm like, why would you call me? Just text me.
By the way, I will call the police.
You just forward it to
you call my phone. Like, how dare... Yeah, exactly. Restraining order right away.
FaceTime, the only people I consistently FaceTime are, like, my mom and sister. Like, we FaceTime all the time, every day, probably, which is, like, stupid because we live 30 seconds from each other.
But there's something about... See, you haven't been dating in a while.
No.
You don't know what it's like out in the jungle there.
No,
so
thank
God. There's a new thing... Where guys, if you've been texting for like a couple days,
yeah,
at like 6:15 p.m., they'll FaceTime you.
Why? Don't do that to me.
I think they want to see if you're catfishing them or something.
That's what the pickup artist told them to do.
Yeah, yeah.
They said FaceTime them at a random hour.
Like because it's when you would have just gotten home from work and you just washed your face. Like, I don't know what the logic is, but there's a lot of like twilight FaceTimes.
I've had a couple times where when I was dating where men would just randomly call me and I'm like, no. Also, you'll never see me again.
Those are the kind of men that call women females.
They refer to all women as
females.
I
was talking to this female. Yeah.
Literally like their dogs, literally.
But it's also, it's just annoying to me because it's like the guy that's calling you is just like, hey, what's up? And then you're like, what's up? And then you have to do all the work. You're like, you must have some stories ready to go. Like,
yeah,
you called
like,
me.
Oh, you want me to facilitate conversation?
Yes. You don't just get to just me. Out of nowhere. Like, also, like, we get paid to talk.
Yeah. Girl.
So when someone calls me, I'm just like, is this brought to you by Blue Chew? Like, is this... I do this for a living.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I'm not
going
to, like, give you a killer conversation just one-on-one, not for public consumption.
No, not even. And sometimes I feel like you know this too, especially being in this industry. Like, when you have friends who are also in the industry... You'll never text each other back. Like you'll text consistently for a minute and then you won't text at all for like weeks and then you'll come back, you'll text here and there. It's like I don't care if people don't text or call me back if I need, like if I'm trying to like tell them something or whatever.
Once I saw your nails, I was like, I'm never getting a text back from her. I don't even know how she would do
That's what, like, I feel like for me, it's like really hard sometimes for me to remember to text back because I open it, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna respond to that. I need to do something first, and then I forget.
Some things don't warrant a response.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how many thumbs up are we going to do? Like, when does it end? That's what drives me nuts. It's like, when is... Thanks. Thank you. We're done. Like,
okay,
we're done.
Leave.
And some people don't know when to call it. And then if you thumbs up my thank you, now it's bumped to the top, and I'm like, ah... God, now I have to sit. Michael Jackson's eating popcorn. Like, I have to find the Raven Simone meme where she, like, when does it end?
Wait, where does it end?
Yeah, but I think, like, true. I like you because when we first started texting, you would text back like a week later. I was just like, damn. I didn't realize TikTokers were just so bad at technology. That's what's tough is when you're like, okay, she's like the biggest TikToker. She's on her phone all day and you don't get a text back. You're like, I know she's hot. I know, but
sometimes, it's funny too because I experienced that exact thing from my other friends and even like some of my really good friends. They're like, I love that you don't get mad at me if I don't respond for like 4 business days. And I'm like, that's cool, girl. Like, I do the same shit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh, same.
I'm sorry.
I like you really get, it just becomes like an addiction. A video.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, I'm just doing this to avoid having to feel feelings and be alone with myself. I just don't want to be alone with myself again. Look at me like sending like giffies, you know.
Sometimes I'll go so far as to be like, Well, they never told me. They never answered my question. I go and look and like, I never responded. And yeah. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I get a lot of screen grab receipts.
Me too.
Like see above.
Yep.
I get a lot of that.
They're like, oh, no, I did text you. I'm like, did you?
But
I don't know.
The thing that drives me the most insane is that some of my closest friends will DM me on Instagram when they have my phone number. And that to me is just like an immediate, like, I thought we were going to keep being friends, but it seems like you're trying to push me away. And it worked.
I've told this joke before, but like, you know, Trixie Mattel.
Yes, of course.
So like when she was on my show, we're friends. My very good friend, Trixie Mattel. my very good friend.
Let's see.
I know she won't answer if I call.
I'm literally at the point because I was talking to someone yesterday where I was like, my friend so-and-so. And the person was like, you have a lot of friends. And I was like, no, I think I just am lying. Like, I call
I was lying.
Like, I want them to be my good friend. Okay, let's see if Trixie answers. Let's see. I really need to figure out who my friends are. For whatever reason, I am at a point in my life where I need to know. Because you know what? Also, you have to free up space. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes I don't take on new friends because I'm like, I'm at capacity. But maybe I need to empty the other roster, ones. Yeah. You're here to do some spring cleaning with me.
Clear the bench.
Okay, so Trixie Mattel, if we were true friends, the bitch would answer.
Yeah, she would.
Let's see.
She's also a Virgo, so...
Oh, well, then she's
not going to answer.
Cleaning her cleaning supplies. She's at home cleaning her Windex collection. All right, let's see
what
happens.
More Windex.
I mean, it's just good to know that the last two people I FaceTimed are so close to me that they don't feel the need to pick up when I call. Like, that's true love.
True friendship.
Like, that's intimacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trixie, don't pick up. You're busy. You know that I'll always be here. You know... that I'm going to see you any minute.
Yeah.
Trixie Mattel is unavailable.
Yes,
and like,
she is.
I'm so glad that we're so close that you know you can take care of yourself when you're busy.
She left my show and was like, hey, DM me so I can get your number. And I'm like, okay. So I DM'd her. We exchanged numbers. I text her, hey, this is Drew. Thanks for coming today. No response. Not a big deal. A week later.
Not a big deal.
She
didn't respond to me and we're best friends.
Yeah. And it's her birthday. So then I text, I'm like, hey, happy birthday, whatever. No response. Totally fine. Not a big deal.
And then, on your birthday, you should not.
You're not required to do anything.
The birthday present I would like from you is that I don't have to respond to the 5,000 happy
Amen.
Birthdays,
Amen.
Right?
Amen. And so then fast forward like a month or two later, she DMs me on Instagram and goes, the way you're missing out on all of my thoughts, you need to text me immediately. And I said, bitch, I did text you. And so I text again and I said, hey, this is Drew. And then I put off Wallow, like my last name, just in case this bitch has a bunch of Drews running around. I don't fucking know. And then she said, oh, I did have your number. And I go, yeah. And I was like, I know.
Hey, bitch, all that hairspray is going to your brain.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's not functioning. Maybe
through your bald head.
Take it down a notch with the Aquanet so that you can actually read your text messages.
And then I was like,
all my friends that are drag queens are like, I'm like, this is going to literally into your bloodstream. Don't call me when you're in drag because you're like in toxic shock syndrome.
They've made peace with it. It's literally air spun powder and Aquanet.
Yeah,
that's totally. All. That's all.
I'm like, you cannot inhale while you're putting on this wig, bitch.
Yeah. And I literally was like, I was like, no, it's definitely me. And then no text back for hours. I said, bitch, if you don't fucking tell me this apparent thought you needed to tell me, immediately I'm calling the cops.
Yeah.
And then she texts me back that I'm so beautiful. And then I was like, well, now I'm going to have to block you. So now what? Now it's like a running joke with like our fandoms because she did a video with Brittany Broski and like they talked about, I told Brittany how she never texts me back.
By the way, Brittany never texts back.
Never, ever in a million years.
Okay, this makes me feel better.
Like that's why I'm saying Brittany is like truly one of my best friends and like she never texts me back either. And Dace.
Brittany Broski, I feel so much better because I was like, it's interesting because people do always say, like, I think, you know, especially with what you do, like, do the negative comments ever mess with your head and da da da. And I'm like, no. When I DM someone in comedy on Instagram and they don't respond, that is really what fucks with my head. I was like, Brittany Broski, bitch, you know how many times I reposted that kombucha video? Do you know how much, I expect if I'm a fan of someone for them to
be a fan of you?
Yes.
Well, duh.
Like, or to want to be friends with me. I'm like, I have chosen you.
Yeah.
And so you have no choice in the matter.
You said I cleared a spot for you on the friend list.
Like, this is not a consensual friendship. I'm like, no, I've decided that we're really close.
That's not how you breastfeed, is it? So I'm going on tour this fall as a new mom. I have new material. I have a lot to say, even though I have no brain cells left. Come see me on the Big Baby Tour this fall, WhitneyCummings.com. And if you can breastfeed, caretake my child while I'm on stage, please send me a DM. No background checks required whatsoever. Perfect strangers are totally fine.
Guys, hey. Do you remember when I started podcasting? Me either. But what I do remember is that an online store was the furthest thing from the dome. Now I'm selling my book and it is so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage to the, oh my God, did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow, whether you're selling scented soap or this says offering outdoor outfits. I'm still confused. What an outdoor out, like a ski suit. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Whitney, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Whitney to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Whitney.
Do it.
Y'all, this is about to blow your mind. I'm about to talk to you about something called Shh Tape. What is Shh Tape? Shh Tape is more than just a brand, okay? They are your ticket to a revitalized night's sleep. Their focus is on providing a superior rest experience with their comfortable, high-quality tape designed to combat mouth breathing, snoring, and sleep disruptions. Shh Tape ensures that you wake up refreshed, ready to conquer your day with boundless energy. Discover the secret to silent, restful nights. Choose Shh Tape and say goodbye to the shh sleep tonight. The last time I tried to sleep, I'm not even joking. I struggle. I'm with tossing and turning, and I wake up tired and all stuffy. And then the worst is when you're breathing out of your mouth, and then your tongue's all dry, and it's just like a goddamn mess. But this new product called Shh Tape is a mouth tape. It covers your mouth and it stays on all night, so you're only breathing out of your nose. This product allows you to facilitate better oxygenation of the blood as your nose filters, warms, and humidifies the air prior to reaching your lungs, and it stops snoring, which is a thank God, because snoring is a deal breaker for me. So thanks, Shh Tape. I can finally fall in love with someone for once. Shh Tape knows they can increase your quality of sleep, and they want you to get started ASAP. To help, they're giving you a chance to buy Shh Tape for 50% off using code Whitney50. Yes, I just missed the table with my elbow. On their website, shtape.com. End crappy sleep tonight with Shh Tape, a better way to mouth tape. Connect with us on Instagram and Facebook at @shh_tape and share your success stories. Website is www.shhtape.com.
Yeah, I'm lying. She does text me back, but she's the same as me. We're like, we'll go weeks without talking at all, and then we'll talk every single day for like 10 days, and then we don't talk again. It's very...
I think that's healthy. I think that's healthy. Any, like,
I think so.
This is what I cannot stand. These are the friends that I do have to cut out. The ones that are like, hey, stranger.
Oh, girl.
And you're like, don't passive aggressively.
Don't do this.
Don't do
me.
That.
Yeah. I'm like, see, this is why I don't ever text you back.
Let me ask you something. Since you've gotten recently super successful and famous, are any friendships getting weird, or have any friends in your life, not specific, don't name it,
Oh, like if it's changed anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I think naturally, but I think thankfully.
You're like, I just have to rush to Western Union a couple times a day. friends are like, yo, can I get you to let's get ready?
You know, I feel like not really, because when I got the platform and everything, I was already graduated from college. I was already working. Yeah. So it's kind of like the friends that I had then, I still have now. And they don't give a fuck about me doing anything, which I appreciate. That's awesome. Like need so desperately. And I've joked about that, too. Like, my brother, literally until like maybe a year ago, didn't even know what my handle was on TikTok because he doesn't give a fuck.
What's up with brothers, man?
Like, my brother literally was like, I told someone when he was in high school, because he just graduated from high school last year. He was like, oh, I was in class and some girl was talking about TikTok. I was like, oh, my sister has a TikTok. And she was like, oh, what's her handle? I'll look her up. He goes, I don't know.
My brother doesn't know what I do for a living.
Yeah, literally, I told my brother, I'm like, it's my first and last name. Like, the last name we share. And he was like, how was I supposed to know that? I don't know. There must, she got me.
There's got to be some hardwired biological thing to make brothers like disgusted by their sister. It's like to prevent incest or something.
They're so nonchalant about
everything. My brother, like, people will recognize me on the street. And he's like, do you know him? I'm like, yeah, I know the last 40 people that just walked by. Yes.
What are the odds?
I just know everyone at gate 4 in the airport. And my friends come up to me and ask me for a photo. And then walk away. Yes.
That's my really good friend.
Like, he cannot ignore. There's something about, I guess it's also he's my big brother. And like, he just cannot. I'm just still just like a little kid to him. Do you know what I mean? And it just, he could not acknowledge the fact that I have any success. And I kind of appreciate it sometimes.
Crave it at this point. I feel like my family is so normal, which I need so desperately. So I'm super okay with it. Like, I've joked about this so many times, but like, my grandpa does not watch me on TikTok. Does that mean he doesn't have one? No, he does. He just doesn't follow me and doesn't watch me. And he told me that to my face, to which I was like, totally fair. No worries at all.
This is how you got funny. You need some cool adversity.
Yeah, I know. I love, like, my family is so aggressively humbling. It's not even funny. So like, I even joke about this too. Like, I once got a reach out from a big company, and they wanted me to audition for like an animated movie, right? And I was like, absolutely, I want to do it. So they asked, can you sing? And I was like, no. I am not tone deaf, but I definitely can't sing at all. And they were like, okay, cool, sounds good. Then a year later, they're like, I need a minute a cappella singing, and then I need you to read like 5 lines. Uh-oh.
Animated movie. I feel like you guys can handle this with AI in post. Yeah, like, what are we doing?
Like, uh-oh, I can't sing at all, but they wanted me to sing something a cappella, which is even worse. And so I asked one of my cousins, like, that's really close to my family, and he has a beautiful voice, and he used to lead like choirs and shit like that. So I was like, can you help me? Because I am too humiliated to ask literally anybody at all to help me with this. He's like, yeah. So he comes to my house and he's like, let me just like hear something. And I was like, like me just so aggressively humiliated because I can't sing at all.
But may I? How please. Ridiculous is sing? I mean, the idea that you're just like, be serious. Grow up. Like, what are we doing?
I always joke. I'm like, I'll talk about sucking wieners all day long, but like the thought of singing in front of someone makes me want to shoot myself. I think that's okay.
Mind?
Yeah, I'm like,
what are you? And so then, I would rather give a blowjob with my eyes wide open, like eye contact. Just the idea that you're like, huh, like, what are you doing?
I remember one time when he was like recording me, literally mid-take, he goes, okay, I'm going to stop it. That one we're for sure not going to use. Don't want to use that at all. And I was like, oh, no worries. And he's like, let's just get it. Maybe we need to be more confident. I go, don't know how I'm supposed to do that after that feedback, but I love.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No worries. I'm going to
suck.
That
sucked. Can you be more confident?
Yeah. That was so god awful. Maybe you should work on confidence. So like, my whole family's like that, which I appreciate and need. So like, and my friends from before this are still exactly the same. They treat the same. They don't give a fuck. So.
I'm thinking about your grandfather on TikTok. So what is your grandfather? Because here's the thing. I just kind of like you, a couple other people have like lured me into TikTok. Yeah. My problem with TikTok is I get real deep into the conspiracy theories real fast.
Yeah, like, there's many different sides.
You can't let me on TikTok too long because I'm just like, oh, no, I'm going to walk off the flat earth. If I wear heels, like, I'm just so gone. Like, do you
look at other sides.
Yes. Are you anywhere in the conspiracy theory hole?
I've seen them. Seen them on TikTok a lot. I made this joke to my other friend the other day, but I was saying like sometimes when I'm talking about stuff, like we're just talking about random things happening around the world or in life or whatever. I'm like, oh yeah, I read this article. 99% of the time I'm talking about a TikTok. I'm a liar. I'm a liar. I don't read articles.
One 15 second TikTok is equal to a book.
Yeah, I'm like, no. Well, I did read a study. Yeah. It was a TikTok. So yeah, I do do that. Like in that sense, I have done that. I'm like, I actually think I saw an article from the Washington Post. It wasn't. It was a TikTok from someone, from an unverifiable source. Like, I don't know.
Bitch, I know you didn't put in your credit card to read this article.
No, absolutely. Like, absolutely not.
Be serious. Yeah. I go into TikTok to like watch like you or Brittany or whoever it is. Yeah. And then I'm just like, wait, Biden is a clone? Like, and I have
sold.
It's
kind of like the Instagram Explore page too. Sometimes it gets like that too.
Well, our Explore page is kind of a reflection of us though. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mine is all like puppy videos and like, we didn't land on the moon.
And it is what it is.
That's kind of
those are my vibes personally.
Okay. So a lot of questions from I ask such crazy questions that I decided having you on, we should just have Instagram ask the questions. But I did want to ask you, like, do you ever get your feelings hurt? Like, is there ever anything that's like like for me, again, being a female comic or just being a woman at all, I hear it all. You know, you're old, you're unfuckable, you're not funny, you're not this, you're not that. But like there are certain things that I'm just like, oh, that hurt my feelings.
Yeah, totally. I think I'd be a robot or a liar if I said no. But I don't think the things that hurt me aren't things that like come from men I fuck up or men who just don't like me.
Mm.
Like, no. Like, I'm like, if they drop dead tomorrow, I wouldn't give a fuck. So I sure as hell don't care if you don't find me funny. Not at all. Or if you find me ugly, I don't give a fuck.
And if but I may, like, but the funny thing, like, it's like when people are like, female comics aren't funny and da-da-da, I think of you as a comic. It's like, well, the whole thing with comedy is like you relate to the person. Yeah. And like, I don't blame a guy if he doesn't relate to me. Therefore, you don't think I'm funny. You don't have to say you're not funny.
Yeah.
The numbers would, you just can't. That's
well,
just not
that's why I always, I'm like, one of us is funny.
Yeah.
If we were to talk teams, like one of us for sure. Like, should we check tape?
Right. Like, how do you,
I don't know. I'd like to say maybe I am kind of funny.
But you could also just say like, I don't relate to her.
Yeah, like I don't relate. Humor is subjective.
That's
kind
totally
of thing.
Fine. That's do you know what I'm saying?
And I've said that too. I'm like, when men don't like my style of comedy or humor, that's cool. Like, not humor. Believe it or not, not everything on the internet is for you specifically, so it's okay.
But it's also like when it's like I also like when people get in that. I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of people that go like Coldplay sucks. It's like, you might not enjoy their music. Do they suck? It's like when someone's like Tom Brady sucks. Like,
what's I wish he did suck. If that helps anybody, I wish Tom Brady wasn't as good at football as he is.
You can't do
because he sucks as a person.
You
but
can't
like,
do two push-ups. Like, but like, I don't know if he sucks. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I said the same thing about recently. I was defending like WNBA players, but in my video, I was like, if you're a bitch who couldn't even make varsity in high school, I don't give a fuck what you think about WNBA players, babe. You don't have it. You're coaching from the sideline that you weren't even like asked to be on the team, so I don't know, your opinion's irrelevant. Like, that's how I feel about me too. I'm like, an unfunny bitch is never gonna tell me what is and isn't funny.
Totally,
because one of us is making money off of it and the other one's not,
and it might just not be for you. Like, that's it,
and that's okay too. Like, that's what I'm saying, some people's style of humor is not my vibe, but that doesn't mean I'm like, well, clearly they suck.
Yeah,
I'm just like, I don't find you very funny. But I honestly can't even think, unless they're really offensive in a horrible way, like a bigoted, just punching down exclusively way.
Yeah.
There's not, I can't think of comics that I'm like, they've never told a funny joke ever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just not real. Like,
so.
As far as like what hurts my feelings, it's more so just like when it comes from people that I love or support or want to uplift or empower, and then they get upset with something, and then they create this whole narrative about who they think I am and what they think I've done. And that stuff does hurt my feelings.
You're really good at navigating I actually really got not my feelings. Like, I felt bad last week. We had on from the Cancel podcast, Brooke Schofield, who is Tana Mojo's, like, they do it together.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And she came on. I like love her.
Yeah, I know Brooke. Yeah.
And I guess I really like, if you can't kind of, if I'm like going hard with someone or sparring with someone, back and forth, like joking,
totally,
to me that goes like, oh, you're on my level. We're on the same level.
Totally.
You can defend yourself. I think you're smart enough and self-aware enough to be able to like joke around.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like, she was on and she was talking about how she was like, oh, I'm mentally ill. I have borderline personality disorder. Like, I'm mentally ill. And I was like, are you? Like, I don't know if you, because there is a history of psychiatrists, psychologists over pathologizing women and just calling them crazy, over medicating.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's
over medicating,
like,
us.
Historically accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was just like, oh, just like make sure, and traditionally, I'm not a doctor. Yeah. I know this might come as a shock to you guys, but I'm a stupid idiot clown. I am not a doctor. I am not. I know you guys call me Ho Rogan in the comments, but I am not like anything I say is just ridiculous. But as I do have a little bit of a specialization in being diagnosed with personality disorder, I do feel like I'm an expert on that.
Yeah.
And I feel like so many women are like sedated and just given all these drugs just because we are sensitive or have feelings. Yeah, or, you know, it's like a woman gets cheated on and, you know, she has a hard time and people are like, you need a lot of drugs. It's like, well, you're also hurt. Yeah. And like, maybe you just need to like cry, whatever.
Yeah.
So, and from what I understand, and I know this changes every day, borderline personality disorder, you don't tell someone they have it because it makes it worse.
Yeah.
So it was like probably maybe not the thing to do on the podcast, but I was like, are you sure? Like maybe were you just having feel like we were kind of like talking about that in the comments where like Whitney's invalidating, not all the comments, I'm not exaggerating. Whitney was invalidating her diagnosis or something. Yeah. And I was just like, oh God.
Well, did Brooke feel that way?
No, I texted her and I was like, was I being a bully about that? Like, I think everyone, like, especially women, should question everything that is told to you by doctors, but you have to be not just because they're assholes or anything, but just because they have
sometimes they are
100, but they have a limited scope of understanding of you, you know? So for me, I was like getting prescribed all this stuff for depression and this and that, but I was also on birth control, which I didn't, you know what I mean? And a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's like we're on the perfect cocktail at all points.
Totally.
Women have, each cocktail's different.
And nobody bothered to ask me, like, here's your diagnosis. You have depression. Totally. It's like no one bothered to say, like, what's going on with your life? Actually, the way that you're feeling might make sense.
Yeah.
Given what's going on.
I get what you mean.
Instead of you just have this thing.
Yeah. But and then people, like, inferred from it and were kind of like.
Yeah. Or it's like, it's like, oh, you have a generalized anxiety disorder or whatever. If you can't get out of bed, that's one thing. But if someone's just like, oh, I have anxiety. It's like, well, the world's about to collapse. Yeah, we are,
which is natural to have anxiety. I get
we're in an apocalypse. Yeah,
for real.
There's about to be a civil war.
For real.
Our water is full of fluoride and poison.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It'd be weird to not have a little anxiety.
Yeah,
right?
For real.
So it was just like that conversation.
And that made you feel kind of bad.
Well, I felt bad just when I went to the Brooke, comments and I was like, it's not comments like you suck, fuck you, you're ugly. It's it's like you were invalidating another woman.
Like, what is a valid criticism based off what they inferred from it? But that's not what happened or what was intended.
Or what I was, that's not what I was intending or doing.
Yeah, totally.
And then I'm like,
well, I think you checking in with her is a good thing. I would have done that too.
Yeah, yeah. No, I almost was like, should I cut this out? I kind of feel, before I even aired it, I was like, was I bullying you about that? Like, I just, when I was her age, I was diagnosed with so much stuff.
Yeah.
It was given like antidepressants and all this shit that just made me a zombie.
Totally.
My experience is totally not hers.
Yeah. But she was cool with like talking about it.
Totally.
Obviously, she brought it up, right?
And we're actually good friends.
Yeah.
And she's like funny and smart and can handle it. So sometimes I'm also like, I think it's the woman, just women thing where I go like, well, you're insulting her, assuming she can't handle this conversation.
I get that too. I've had instances similar in the sense of like, it's actually the inverse of that. Like you assuming that is actually you, you know, like diagnosing or not or invalid, whatever it is they were upset about.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. Like that kind of stuff does hurt me because the intention is never bad on, especially on my end, especially towards communities I like constantly protect and like put myself in the way of. Like I always talk about that too, where I'm like, I am so like, I stand in front of communities a lot and get fucked up. Like, and by that I mean like men all attack me. It's almost like I draw them away like a lightning rod.
Yeah. Which, like I'll jump on the grenade. Like, I can take it.
Which is what I've told people before. I'm like, I don't care what they say about me because my validation doesn't come from them. It comes from me. So like, yeah, a man can look at me and tell me, I think you're ugly, and I could say the same thing back, and we'll have very different reactions. Like, he'll get really, I can't even tell you how many men have been like, I think you're so fucking ugly, I would never fuck you. And I'm like, well, same. So maybe we should be friends.
It, like, I shit. Kind of.
We have a lot in common.
Thou doth protest too much.
Yeah.
It's like, are you trying to convince me or you're trying to convince yourself?
Well, I don't go around telling people I would never fuck. By the way,
I don't go around.
Don't even get any ideas. Because I would never in a million years,
fuck
by the
you.
Way.
I mean, in my day, that was just called flirting. Where someone's like, I'm not into you. I would never want to date
for
you.
Real.
It's like, you're obsessed with me.
No, seriously.
Like, what are you talking about?
It's okay. A lot of people are.
I love it when you're like talking to guys and you're like, Jessica Alba's not that hot. And you're like, Okay.
Also, we're lying.
So that's why you're not together? Because you're not interested.
I make that all the time.
Okay. It's like guys making it their idea that they're not going to fuck you. Like, I would never fuck you. Like, that was never on the table.
Well, it's like when there was like this trend going around last year, early last year, where they were saying like that Margot Robbie and Zendaya were really mid looking, which is just like average or mediocre looking. And
sure.
I would never fuck her. And I'm like, yeah, that's why.
That's why.
Because you're not attractive. That's why if Margot
Robbie... tell her? Because she's on the way to your house.
God, if Margot Robbie... Like, that would be so embarrassing if she showed up and she said no.
And round.
Don't embarrass her like that. Let me tell her. Let me get in front of it. Like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. That's why when men say that shit, I'm like, I even made a video once because there was this... I was getting tagged in this video. They're these creepy, weird accounts where they, like, they zoom in on women who do, like, Sports Illustrated, like, fashion shows and like Miami Swim Week and stuff.
Which,
and
by the way, do we need these? We still
if you're
doing
gonna
these?
Do them. Do what you got to do. But I hate that men can see them because
what are
they make
for?
It. They make it so fucking weird. Okay. But like, it's basically a really beautiful hot girl. She's got a great body. She's a beautiful face. I'm sure she's wonderful and smart. And she's walking.
I wouldn't
and,
fuck her.
And they put okay. So I made the video not because it was bad, but the comments were abhorrent for obvious reasons. Men are obviously being disgusting in there, but
sure,
men are being like, I don't know. Maybe like an 8. Look me in the eyes and tell me that you think you could ever even talk to that fucking bitch. I was like, the closest you're ever getting, like, you could never bag a bitch like that. The closest you're getting is bagging her groceries at the fucking grocery store.
But isn't that, but we know what that is. This is like, I truly, like, I don't get Ryan Gosling. Like, I don't, like, to me, his lips are so skinny. But like, if we were in the same room, would I just be like, would I just be like,
you never know. Who knows?
Am I just trying to convince myself?
You know what's funny is I had this conversation with my boyfriend like really early on into dating because I don't have any celeb crushes, and I've said that before.
That's, you know what's really weird? That's the first question someone
had
for you.
Oh my God,
what's her celebrity crush? Who's her male celebrity crush?
My man, and that's it.
By the way, I don't have any either.
And you know why? Okay, maybe this is a Virgo thing.
Because
but
I know they wear makeup. Although, by the way, the thing was like, I wanted this actor. Like, you know, they win trophies for lying. They're
We're
literally
really good.
All
at
we
improv.
Want are men that won't lie to us. And you want to date an actor? Fuck out of here.
I just think, like, I've told this to my, I was like, why don't I have any celeb crushes? And I realize it's literally, and this, maybe this is like half delusion, half confidence. But like, I genuinely believe this is not a joke.
Uh-huh.
That I could get anybody I wanted. Like, literally any man you think of that's famous, I could get them to want me.
Yeah, I
whether or not I would want them, I don't know. We'll have to see.
I don't know.
We'll have to hang out.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, but I genuinely believe that, and I've believed that before I had a platform.
Yeah.
Which is why men don't, like, they don't do that shit for me because I'm like, give me 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That man's going to want to fuck me in 10 minutes.
I mean, in Hollywood actor, you, yeah.
An athlete, I've told people before.
You know what you'd have to do in order to sleep with a Hollywood male actor?
Be in the room.
You'd have Well, you'd have to first promise them they get to have sex with your boyfriend. And if you said you have to have sex with me to get to him, they'd be like, okay, I think that's more it.
I genuinely believe it's literally just like a being the athletes. Like, some women have told me because I used to work in sports. They're like, oh, I want to.
What did you do in sports?
I did like social media and stuff.
Oh, cool.
I worked for the NFL for a while.
Cool.
Yeah. Fired.
Awkward. Dodge a bullet. I love that.
Yeah, got fired from the NFL. Did 75 hard. No,
that's with the job that you got fired from. Yeah. Why did you get fired? Aren't you? I mean, thank God you did.
Yeah, thank God I got fired. I just don't think it wasn't what I thought it was gonna be. Like the work environment wasn't at all. I knew it was gonna be hard because I'd worked in sports in college too. Mm-hmm. And I was a sports editor of my school newspaper, and I like.
You're ran like, a team. It was mostly covering up sexual harassment claims. I thought I was going to be like.
I literally was like, my favorite part of sports journalism was long form storytelling. So I liked following them for like months. And so, like, my senior captain.
Did they know you were following them?
Yeah. I'm like, well.
The restraining order is kind of.
I was
hot.
Like, my lawyer has advised me to not answer that question. I was like, it was like something I really enjoyed. And then I, you know, got my, what I thought was my dream job, and it fucking wasn't. It was horrible working there. But I mean, even then, I've worked in sports. They know my lore, like fans. So like, they've asked me, how do I get an athlete? And I was like, well, first of all, are you interested in being a sister wife? Cause that's typically
saying,
what
first
it's
of
like
all,
to
you shut your fucking mouth.
I was like, second of all, first of all, don't. But second of all, if you're going to be okay with him having four girlfriends at once. And then last, I was like, just be in the room. If you have a beating heart and you're there, they're down. I promise they're fucking down.
I also think, though, there is a little bit of a difference between, and I literally recently made Pat cut me talking about why you shouldn't date athletes from the podcast, remember? Because I talk about this so much. Every episode, really? I'm like, girls, don't date professional athletes. Everyone's like, yeah, we're not.
Don't date any men in the entertainment industry at all, to be honest.
Yeah, that's fair.
But get one from outside that maybe makes his way in or like right before he gets in there.
I think team players are tougher because they all like go to strip clubs. They are all like have this contagion. But solo athletes, what?
Contagion. When you say solo athlete, do you mean like a Michael Phelps or something?
Yes, like a swimmer, a runner, skateboarder. Like they're very like committed and they're relentless and like they have like a one track.
Is that your justification?
Don't ruin this for me, Drew.
I was gonna say.
True. I'm hanging by a thread.
Sure. Yeah,
do
sure.
not cut this thread. Okay. Sure, sure. You have a man. Okay. Don't do this. You hater.
You're right. Okay. I let all my girlfriends live in the delusion for a little bit.
The way that, yeah, when you're like, I'm not an alcoholic. I only drink rosé on Sundays at birthday parties. You know, like
I'm a social smoker.
The way like that I have now been like, no athletes. Now I'm like, but.
Unless.
Hold on. But yeah, that is it. Because you would think the same skill that makes you. Because so Blake Griffin, I did a movie and cast Blake Griffin as an actor. He's hilarious.
I've heard he's really funny.
He's so funny. Yeah. He's an amazing actor.
Oh, period.
And then there's this thing like, it's kind of like doing your audiobook, like ADR. Like if you're going to do this animated movie or whatever, you do ADR where you have to like, well, it would have to be a live action thing. So it's like, you right? And you have to exactly say what you said when you were shooting because there was some audio problem and then you have to like loop it, right?
Okay, got you.
And it's really hard to do.
Yeah.
Right? You have to like memorize it and try to get it exactly and they give you these three beeps and you jump in and I was like, okay, Blake Griffin has to do ADR on like, I don't know, like two pages of stuff. Like, let's just like block out the whole day. It would have taken me the whole day.
Yeah.
Every time he nailed it.
That's crazy.
Saw it, knew it, nailed it. And I was like, how did this, because so much of what they do is just like repetition.
Oh,
do the
over
exact
and over.
Same thing again and again, like a part of their brain, you know?
Yeah.
So that could work either way. Like repetition, same girl every, or like different girl every night, every single night.
It's so like Pavloving them.
I think they're either really, really faithful or really, really
no,
not.
You're so right.
There's no in between.
It's polar opposites. Also, everyone in Hollywood, like specifically in the entertainment industry, is small physically.
Correct.
Everyone is so, like I said, the way I'm
Jason
Yao Ming
Momoa is 5'10". It's just everyone else is a midget.
Girl, the way I'm Yao Ming in every room I go into, like every room I go into, they're like, I'm like, fee, fi, fo, fum.
You like bend over.
They're like, what? Wow. Like every man I stand next to in Hollywood, like however tall you think they are, subtract 3 inches. That's probably more realistic.
So if you ever are in like, okay, so this is how you get a job in Hollywood. Okay. Is
the
that
realty.
After you, okay, that camera's there. Yeah. So if you're sitting down with like a executive or whatever it is, when you stand up, you just have to have your legs wide.
Oh, so you're
and you
a
keep,
little.
Yeah, and you keep them wide.
Gotcha.
And then, you know what I mean? So I always will like come in the room, figure out how tall they are. And
assess.
Then I'm just in a full like wide stance.
Oh,
just
nice.
To like get a little shorter than
nice.
Them.
Not me. I'll put a big sock in my pants so they know.
Guys
they're inferior
think...
than me in multiple ways. That's my plan.
Guys think that if you're taller than them, you're like mad at them. Like there's something about like you just can't be taller than them.
I'm like, maybe I am. Come over here.
You can still kill me. Yeah. And you'll probably get away with it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. You
yeah,
know?
For real.
It's like.
I feel like even with me, like when I walk into like when I did the Oscars, I was wearing a heel and then I changed when I did the carp like the press. And I still wore a platform croc. That made me like at least 4 inches taller.
Amazing.
And I did that on purpose because I want to be tall. Like I enjoy being tall and I want to stay being tall. And the way it does ward them off a little bit. Like sometimes they're kind of like, okay.
They didn't
tell me the circus was in town. You know, like
GMO baby much?
Yeah.
You know who actually was a tall queen that was a big part of me thinking that I could make it in Hollywood was Gina Davis.
Oh, love.
Gina Davis. I think she's like 6'2 or something wild like that.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Gwendolyn Christine from Game of Thrones.
Bridget
tall.
Nielsen.
Love.
Who else? Well, Uma Thurman's really tall.
Love.
There's like a couple.
I love a tall bitch. I love
there's
it.
There's a couple.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple questions that people said. Favorite insult someone has said to you? Like,
to me.
Yeah.
Insulted. There's only, literally only one, and I've said it before, but one guy, like, some girl was, like, she was loving on me on Twitter, and some guy just kind of, it was almost worse because he didn't hate me. He just like felt the need to jump in and hurt my feelings.
Sure.
Which, respect, game, recognize game.
Yeah. But only way I can come.
He called me. And that's my trauma. He called me the Pot of Greed card from Yu-Gi-Oh. But he just wrote Pot of Greed. That's it. And when I looked it up, I was like, oh, that hurts my feelings. You got me there.
I did see that on your TikTok.
Yeah, it's literally like that's.
By the way, your insult doesn't count if I have to Google it. Well, it loses almost, the momentum.
It's almost like the treasure hunt I had to find to hurt my feelings in the end. He got me.
I know, but like.
What's funnier about it, honestly, what made it mean was like he had no allegiance to either party. He just like wanted to tell me I was ugly.
But the fact which that I fuck with. You know what the Pot of Greed card is.
Nerd.
And we don't means we win.
Nice insult, nerd.
It's already, yeah, just sort of like, what are you even talking Dork. About? Like, you're as ugly as the is the dragon from Dungeons & Dragons at the 15th level. You're like, ah, cool version.
Well, and I've made, like, my type of insult is so specific. Mm-hmm. So, like, I find specificity hilarious. So, like, I told a dude he looks like he sells knives door to door. Like, that's funny. Like, because it's so specific. Like, I told you on my show that someone looked like they sell cell phones in Sam's Club. That's funny.
It's so good. Like,
so specific.
When I did the roasts on OnlyFans TV, Bob the Drag Queen said something so funny to Dan Levy, who's this con. Because also, it's like not like. Like, you're a pussy, your dick's small. Like, yeah, it's not something gross. It's just so specific.
It's so specific.
And Dan is kind of this, like, dorky comic who's, like, really sweet and has no darkness. And Bob the Drag Queen just said, what was it? You look...
Dan looks like he says knock knock when he enters a room.
Like, knock knock. It's me just popping in. Knock knock.
I love
like
Bob.
It's just
I love Bob.
Bob's a Bob beast.
Is, you want your feelings to get hurt, you hang out with Bob. Bob is so funny. That is fucking funny. I did one with, I don't know if you know Smosh on YouTube.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I did like a funeral thing for them, which was so fun. And one of them, the funniest thing one of them said was not even about me. It was about Spencer, like Spencer. I don't know if you know Spencer on TikTok, but he said that he looks, you externalized homophobia. Hilarious. Fucking hilarious. I was like, that is so, it wasn't even about me. I'm fucking cackling like they're supposed to be roasting me and they got him so hard. I said, damn, bitch, got astray.
So having a baby is wild. I don't have to tell you this. It's hard enough to just get up and down the stairs without popping a stitch, quite frankly. So making a big meal, like what are we doing? Are we out of your mind? Think my thyroid can even finish this sentence? Look, eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. That's about the amount of time that I have, okay? You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for, you dork? Get started today and get after your goals. 2 minute meals. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to eat and heat wherever you are. Pancakes, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are ready to eat and heat. I keep inverting that for some reason, and it's way better the way that it's written. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. Thank God, no knives. We can't have knives, you know, this baby, I'm telling you. It's already, like, just a danger zone every time I pick them up. Flexible for your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast premium options with no cooking required. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. I'm just going to... pretend that was intentional. Head to factormeals.com/Whitney50 and use code Whitney50 to get 50% off. That's code Whitney50 at factormeals.com/Whitney50 to get 50% off. Did you know 95% of pregnant women are not getting the recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? But Whitney, our fish is now chock full of mercury and all kinds of nasty-ass chemicals in the water. And we need omegas for our brains to work. This is a nightmare. You know what? I agree. That's why I take Ritual Vitamins. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of nasty-ass, polluted, gross-ass fish full of sunscreen and Tide Pods from influencers puking in rivers after TikTok challenges. Did you know it's important to take a prenatal multi before you're pregnant? How do you think I got my bun in the oven at 40 years old? Y'all, be serious. The first 28 days of pregnancy are so important to the baby's neural development. So there's really no such thing as too soon to start prenatals. And with supplements, less can actually be more. Many vitamin brands contain excess nutrients that our body doesn't even need. Ritual's Essential for Women is research stacked and science backed. I have been taking Ritual for almost 4 years now. I've never felt better. And let's be honest, I've never looked better, both inside and out. So it was a no-brainer to take something that was so good for my baby's brainer. So, of course, I took Ritual's prenatal vitamin made traceable with vegan, clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. Omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development, because nothing is worse than dumb kids. We got to put a stop to it now. It also has choline and methylated folate to support the baby's neural tube development. The capsules feature a delayed release designed to help make it gentle on an empty stomach, and citrus essence to make your multis actually enjoyable. Industry-leading sustainability standards, Ritual uses scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Ritual is female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people on our planet. Ritual both helps you and your baby's brain health and fixes your shitty karma. So here's what I'll say. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/Whitney. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/Whitney for 25% off. Worst male celebrity.
The worst one?
Yeah, that's like kind of a bizarre question. Yeah. But also celebrity. Like, I don't even know what that, like,
yeah, I
don't Dr. know what, Oz? Like, I mean, like, are we talking just worst or, like, actually doing damage?
Yeah, I only think.
Like, I have some family members, like aunts, that, like, put coffee beans up their butthole because he said it would stop cancer. Like, that's.
Yeah, he's. Yeah. We could go with Dr. Oz.
Are we? Sure.
Fuck it. he gets that title.
That's advice for tolerating terrible men at work.
Oh, I've gotten that question, I think, once before, but it really depends. I like need more context on what you do.
Totally, totally. But here's like a little bit of a life hack. People will think you're a dork, but wear a mask.
Oh yeah.
During the pandemic when we're all wearing masks, which we now know was for like, didn't work and maybe made us sicker. Who cares? Whatever. Like, if you wear them, people don't talk to you because they either, number one, think you're crazy.
Yeah.
Number two, I now realize, because when I see people in masks for like no reason, I think they have a herpes outbreak. I'm like, I see what you're doing. So I'm like, or that, because that's what I think. And people just don't talk to you.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you can. Yeah. I think I've said this before when someone asks, like, my coworkers make really like misogynistic jokes and shit, and I'm like the only woman on the floor, and like it makes me uncomfortable. Like, I don't know how to say something to them without like being a pariah, because then they might like, whatever, make your life living hell. I get it. I told them something that works in that sense for me, or has worked, is when they make the joke, you just pretend you don't understand it. So that, like, when they say it, you're like, I don't get it. Wait, I don't understand. And then make them explain it to you over and over again. Like, oh, so he's. It's funny because he's gay.
Oh,
because
his dick is so big and
she's so stupid.
He's gay, which means he's dumb.
Got it. Okay.
Because all gay people are dumb?
Yeah.
Yeah,
literally. Like an over.
Still not getting
it. Yeah, at the very end, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then I guess I do get it. And no reaction. They'll never tell you a joke again.
Right.
That's a win-win. They'll never talk to you again because they'll be like, she's a fucking idiot. That fucking stupid bitch doesn't even get my humor.
We now know why she got fired from the NFL.
I know you.
So walk me through this.
That's my favorite way to do it. Also, you can never get past a really well-worded email. Like if you're real smart and biting in an email, that works too.
classy, I think you just answered this question. Classy way to dismiss unwanted behavior, but this is from your partner.
Break up with him.
Oh,
the fuck? Dude, that's your fucking partner? Like,
poison
wait.
Him.
I was like, we're not in the fucking workplace.
Yeah.
Shut up. Like, literally, that's what you tell him. Don't ever speak to me like that again.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
Or, like, you can also, ignoring things goes a long way. I feel
yeah,
like
if,
I know
if you just don't feed into it.
I know that
thing.
Sounds crazy because I think that we're at this place where women think in order to be strong, you have to like fucking confront everything and stand up for everything that happens all the time and advocate for yourself, yeah. Which I get.
That's part of it.
But there's also you can completely ignore it.
Yeah. When you take power from it, that's also
completely.
Thing.
And
it depends on what it is. But that's what I'm saying. A partner, unwanted behavior from a partner. Mm. You tell them don't fucking do that again. It pisses me off.
Yeah.
That's it. I feel like a lot of women in relationships, especially with men,
uh-huh.
and this is not their fault or by any means, mm-hmm. it's more like a conditioning thing, is like you're conditioned to like look past things. Like you're like, yeah. Well, it wasn't that serious, so maybe I shouldn't yeah. bring it up. Or well, maybe if it bothers you and it upsets you, you have every right to bring it up. Does that yeah. mean you need to jump down their fucking throat? No. Depending on the fucking severity of it.
Yeah.
But if they don't do something that you like,
yeah.
you are allowed to tell them, hey, I don't like when you do that because yeah. it makes me feel bad because of this, this, and this.
Yeah.
You have every right to say that to them. If they don't respect it, then they don't care about mm-hmm. your boundaries or your wants or your needs. So break up with them.
And like, you could also say it in a way you can go like, I'm sure this isn't what you're intending.
Exactly.
But like, this is how this hits me.
Exactly.
This hits me sideways.
I've had that kind of conversation with my own boyfriend many times. My sister taught me this tactic a long time ago. She was like, well, you know, my sister's a lesbian. You know that about her.
All of them.
all my friends
literally
are gay.
Literally all of them.
Yeah. But she taught me intention versus impact.
Love it.
Which is like, that may not be what you intended, but that is how it impacted me. Mm-hmm. So it's important to acknowledge the impact and also the intention.
Like, yeah.
It's free. It doesn't cost you anything.
Nothing.
So I think when you make it very clear up front, I don't like when you do that. Please don't do that to me because it hurts my feelings or yeah. it makes me upset or whatever embarrasses me. And then they're... Sometimes they just don't know. So yeah. if you don't tell them, they won't learn.
Uh-huh.
But once you tell them, then they know. If they do it again, they just don't give a fuck. Like,
totally.
Depending on how often and how uh-huh. bad and whatever.
And else. Like, if it's something simple, like I had this with a guy once where he would kind of just like, and look, and I know that I'm maybe, what's the word? Like, I'm so at capacity with hearing. I just call it like locker room talk. Like when like, cause I'm around male comics all the time. They're like, let's go get some gash. Let's go yeah. destroy some strange. And I'm just like,
what are your friends from the 20s? Like, what do they talk like that?
Hey, stop being such a snake in the grass. but it's always just like the way they talk about, you know, sex and stuff. And I hear it all. So by the time I'm in my relationship, I like really don't want to hear it. I
yeah,
really want to like feel like a lady, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
totally.
So like I'll say like.
Because you have to stomach it at work. You don't want to stomach it at home.
I'll sometimes say like, like I feel like I'm getting friend zoned and this is not your fault. But yeah. like I kind of just like. It's less sexy to me when I see, you know what I mean?
Totally.
This feels like a conversation for your guy friends.
Totally.
Like I can just say it like that. And it's like, yeah. it's not like a judgment or like an attack
yeah.
or like a criticism.
And this is people you're just casually dating or you're in serious.
I don't casually date anyone. No. I have kids with people after knowing them for 2 months. Like, what are you talking? What are you talking about over there?
Is what it is. That's real relatable, I'm sure, to a lot of girls.
I'm
a lot
like,
of people in general.
I'm Oprah, but with fathers. And you're a father. And you're a father. I love your brain. I can't wait. I haven't read your book yet because I haven't gotten it, but I'm yeah. dying to read it. Like
I
you,
would love for you to read it.
And what is there think. Anything you left out? Is there anything you were like, ah?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are certain... I'm thinking about it now.
And you probably left it out for a reason, and now I want you to talk about it.
I think the only things I feel like I wanted to focus on the most was like, because it's anecdotal, a lot of it. So I do pull from my own experiences and talk about. There are things in the book that I've never talked about publicly ever. And it was more so because I just wasn't ready. And then this book felt like the perfect time to
awesome.
Talk about it. So there are things like that in there. Some stuff that I left out, I think, was just, it's more so just things I didn't feel were relevant. Or they were like stories that I felt would work really well for what I was trying to talk about. But I could not talk about it without implicating other people, which I care
that's
about.
That's a
too.
Tough one.
Yeah. So like if my stories heavily involve people that I love and are still around and are not in the public eye at all and have no interest in being in the public eye, it's really not my story solely to tell. So that's really the stuff I kind of let out. I wish I could have put it in for like example purposes, but we still found really great ways to talk about it without having to implicate others. I just feel like I prioritize that a lot because my life is so,
yeah,
and I have so many, I have such a huge village, I feel like, of people that I love and care about and have been with me forever.
Uh-huh.
So it's making sure that they're safe and protected too without compromising the integrity of what I'm trying to say. That was just something I think that's mostly what I left out, if I'm being honest.
I would just like to pause this beautiful, elegant monologue to tell you that Trixie did just text me.
And said what?
And said, I just tried you back.
Liar.
So,
Also, I guess she's really good friends with one of us and fucking hates the other.
Did just try you back. That is the other thing. I said I have no reception here, so everything goes straight to voicemail.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can never, if anyone calls me back, it's over. What is that? So Tracy and I are good friends. I'm not just
proof.
A wild name dropper.
Proof.
By the way, no period or comma.
That's, you guys are going to the grave together.
I know. This is like a real, this is a real rush job.
That's your maid of honor.
Okay. Should we, I want to do one last thing.
Yeah.
I already asked questions from Instagram, so I don't think we need to do the live thing. Okay.
Cool.
But, and we can cut that out. This is a big, I don't want to get political.
Okay.
I don't want you to get into anything too flammable here. We don't talk about political stuff on the show, but this is a very intense question. It's very hotly debated.
Gotcha. Let's hear it.
Take your time when you answer.
Got it.
Okay.
Where was I January 6th? No comment. No comment. I have active litigation happening right now, all right?
When you get out of the shower,
uh-huh.
Do you put lotion on your body?
Yeah.
See, this is a sane, this is a woman, a person that is functioning in society, that knows how biology works, that is a complete psychopath, sociopath, disgusting, ashy-ass bitch.
Damn.
Who's getting all their skin cells all
everywhere.
Over Planned Parenthood for us to get all over ourselves when we're already in a jam.
Who doesn't put lotion on their body?
Oh, no one.
Really?
No one.
Why?
Oh, white women are wild.
I didn't want to make it about that, but I was going to say.
I cannot stand it. First, y'all don't wash your legs in the shower. And now I'm finding out none of y'all are putting lotion on. Crusty bitches.
What's the excuse for no lotion?
Just
that would piss me off too if they said that.
Just I'm perfect the way I am type of shit. I don't know.
Dry as hell, but still
dry
cute.
As all hell.
Damn.
So Brianna Chicken Fry, Grace O'Malley from BFF.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Esther Previn. I'm just sort of.
You're taking a poll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
of course I put on
no
lotion.
One else does. I'm
That's
telling
insane.
You.
That's insane.
It's shocking.
They're just itchy.
Sickening.
They just take off their clothes, bunch
itchy,
of skin on the
itchy
inside.
As hell, just snowing.
Eczema. Dandruff on the body. That's crazy. You got dandruff on your
Can
body.
Can you imagine getting out of the shower, just getting a towel and then putting clothes on? No lotion.
No. The only times I have done that is when I get spray tans, and that's because like you're not supposed to
of
put
course.
Lotion. And even then I feel like
me too.
If I
tight.
Rubbed, if I rubbed my arms together, it'd start a fire. What's going on there? I'm not doing that.
Finally a sane person
on the
podcast.
You guys are just itchy all the time.
All
I put
the
almost
time.
Too much lotion on.
Me
like,
too.
All the time.
I'm sliding on. I mean, like.
I'm lathered. My back's like dolphin skin.
I
you
do
know?
Lotion and then I do oil.
Oh, yeah. I've done that too.
Not taking any chance. I'm 76 years old.
You know, it's like I've seen a joke on like Family Guy when they're like, oh, you know, well, she's a woman over 40, so she has to put 40 liquids on her body before she gets in bed. And she's like putting on. And now I'm her. I have a hand lotion in every bag, in my end table, in my bathroom. Like I'm constantly lathering.
Nothing. I have three constantly. Lip balm, different lip balms. I don't even know the logic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I just in case.
Yeah, yeah.
Never know.
And every night there's a different combination. Sometimes I'm like, oh, the lip balm's eye cream tonight. Like, I don't know what it is.
You want to hear a stupid joke? Sometimes I think when I have the silliest shit in my purse all the time, I think like, what if I go to a baby shower and they do one of those games when they're like, does anyone have a bobby pin?
Yeah.
Does anyone have a pair of scissors?
Yeah, what color? Yes. Yeah.
Guess what?
What
my
kind?
Table, guess what? My table's winning. Because I got everything.
Every
don't even
time.
Worry about it.
Dude,
nobody else open a bag. I got it all.
Oh, I've got, I mean, my... Dude, but what's more, I appreciate that a lot because I do feel like there's a little bit of a feminist movement where women think it's like cool to be useless.
Is that feminist?
Do you know what I mean? Well, they're like, I don't cook, I don't clean, I don't do this, I don't do that. I'm like, dude, in your purse, you need to have every kind of tissue, every lip balm, every mosquito repellent, every Nutri-Grain bar, every kind of nut. This is
I think women who say that are, I'm sure they have all that shit in their purse. They just don't want to cook and clean.
Yeah,
cool with that. You're looking at them. You're looking at one, Mitch. You know what's funny? There's this line in a Gucci Mane song with Meg Thee Stallion where she says, "This is the type of ass that got his ass in the kitchen cooking." Me. When I get home, my man's making dinner already.
I've seen his body. You mean he's blending up protein powder? Okay.
No, he's making my dinner.
He's okay.
And he's eating cat food, and that's cool. He can do that. That's cool. Drew's not going to do that, but you could do that.
Okay, so tell me when the book comes out exactly.
Oh, yes. The book comes out July 30th.
Okay, nice. Woo-hoo. And then are you going to do a little tour?
Yes,
little
I'm book going tour. On a book tour right after July 30th.
Okay, and then, Jesus Christ. And then everyone wants to know, are you going to do stand-up?
I know. I'm working on it.
Okay.
It's one of my goals for this year.
Okay.
I'm excited, but I'm very nervous. I've told you, like, I think I'm silly, funny dickhead on the internet, but like, my pride's not too big to be like, maybe stand-up's not my vibes, but like.
So should we commit to you doing a spot on my Anaheim show in the fall?
Okay, sure. And if I bomb, that's your fault.
Okay.
I'm going to tell her, get mad at her. You bought the ticket.
Wait, let's find out.
No refunds.
Wait, when is the Anaheim show? Anaheim and maybe San Diego? Those are close. Those are driving distance.
Fun.
Right?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But it's going to be like, you know.
Wherever you'll have me, I'll be there.
Right?
I'll get there. I'll start setting up chairs.
You got to just commit
to a tray.
It's not to like September. November 8th and 9th.
Damn, okay.
This
period.
Is in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, we can
imagine I couldn't come up with 5 minutes by November. Maybe it's not in the cards for me.
Like, with a notebook, what else is happening?
I'm like, well, you just snuck up on me. It's 9 months from now.
But you also could do something with, like, how you do, like you, the videos you normally make. You could do it live. Like, you can have the photos come up, and you
That's
can, like,
true.
Be roasting them live. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't...
I'm like, I feel like crowd work I would do well at, because I have done
totally.
Crowd work, but I know that's not all.
You go ahead of me, just destroy every man in the crowd, and then I have to go
I'm
on
like,
afterwards.
All the men to the front, please. Yeah. I just want to get a good look at
just
you.
Have tears in their eyes.
All of you stand up and... just a straight line across.
But so like
I'd be honored.
Yeah, but also it's like I think that like, and sorry to be the person that's like, just go for it. Like
no,
do
no,
it. Like it doesn't have to be like what I do. It can be like your version of it.
No,
you know what
I
mean?
Appreciate it. Yeah. No, I told you this when you were on my show, but I absolutely love you and I love stand-up so much. Like I've looked up to stand-up comics forever as far as entertainment goes, because I love making people laugh. So I'm like, it would literally destroy my confidence to find out the hard way I'm not good at stand-up, which is maybe why I'm not touching it. That's me being a Virgo. I'm like, if I don't know how it's
the perfectionism
end,
leads to procrastination, leads to paralysis.
Exactly.
That's my whole job. But it's like, the thing is, it's like going to the gym or anything. It's like the first time, it's not that you're not good at it. You just haven't like worked
done it
the
enough.
Muscle. Yeah. It's just like the first couple of years is just getting comfortable on stage, but you're already kind of comfortable and you're going to have your people showing up. So you can maybe skip the step of like having to like, you know, I mean, I spent 5 years just bombing in front of Germans at 2 a.m. at the Comedy Store. Like, you don't have to, you know what I mean? That part is.
I think the humility I have, I'm one step ahead of every dude who thinks they can do stand-up.
Well, there's also that.
Yeah, like men, like on the internet especially, they'll tell one fat joke and they're like,
I am Dave Chappelle. Yeah, like, should I? Hey, Netflix, like,
someone get Lorne Michaels on the phone. I have something cooking for
him. I work at Chipotle. I really can't make $30 million a year doing stand-up. But, like...
it's just like, God, I have a lot on my plate.
Yeah, but, like, you can, you know what? You can use that one. You can have that one.
Yeah, so maybe that's a sign that I'd be a little bit better. I got them beat.
So that's the thing that drives me nuts is when I see someone with, like, talent who just lacks, like, not the confidence, but it also...
like the bravery.
You would also be a narcissistic maniac if you're like, yeah, I'm going to fucking go to stand-up and crush it. Like, that... you don't want to be that guy
There's
either.
There's a fine balance.
You have a healthy respect for it.
Absolutely.
And you're self-aware and you're humble.
Yeah,
like, that's a good thing.
That's my favorite, like, art form, personally.
I've been doing this
stand-up
20 years and I'm still like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, this is a nightmare. Like, I still don't know how, you know, so it's like that means you're qualified.
Thank you.
Anyone who's like nailed it, like that's I can't say anything else or else I'd have to cut it because my Tourette's is gonna start just naming names. Okay, so, and also I am so annoyed because when I was on your podcast I was pronouncing your name wrong for a while and then you said it and you're like, yeah, someone knew my name, and I was like, they went to your house?
Oh no.
Pronounce it
off wallow.
Yeah, off wallow. Because I was like, oh, you live off wallow? And then
I
totally embarrassed myself on your podcast because I was like, oh, that's not how I was pronouncing it this whole time. But
what's even funnier is I never would have known if you didn't tell me. So now you're right, it is embarrassing.
Well, yeah, no, I was just, and I even I even emailed someone to be like, can we cut that? But I was like, I don't want to be the asshole. It was like, cut the fact that I'm like, I just sounded like, I was like, he has your home address? And you were like, huh? And you were very elegant about it.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, so you were like, oh, I'm supporting a special needs community. No, like, me, I'm standing in front.
Me, like, actively ignoring you because I'm trying to get my bit out. I didn't even hear you. I didn't even register.
My YouTube comments are mostly people just telling me all the things I missed that the guest said. Because I was already trying
to be a funny person for a living. It's like, I got a great bit. So, like, whenever you're done, let me know.
I know, totally. Like, we get, like, yeah, the last comment on Brooks was, because I started responding to comments. It's a new thing. It's not going to last long. So enjoy while you can. I am developing alcoholism from it. But there are people were like, she missed Brooks saying that her grandmother's nonverbal. I'm like, what?
Like, you're like, damn.
I was like, damn, I'm really not.
You're like, I was, you were thinking, like, I'm going to kill it with this.
I'm like,
next
boring. Bitch is nonverbal.
Okay.
I'm all verbal. Right, she should shut up because I got shit to say. She knew I was coming in hot. Your grandmother knows where to shut her goddamn mouth and let mommy podcast.
But what did you think of my joke?
But yeah, like, huh?
But did you like my joke after? Well, there you go.
Ask your grandmother if she thought it was funny. She'll tell you. Okay, I end these very awkwardly.
That's totally fine.
You're a goddamn dream.
Thank you.
My gosh.
I love you. You're
everyone
amazing.
Everyone knows you. I love you. I'm a fan. Period. And these awkwardly. Love you guys. Don't ride elephants. Goodbye.